Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hilkes to please everyone out. Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Devin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Devin, you understand how this year game is played?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. You have a choice of one of three categories. Today, we offer you Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. We have Seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to violence. And finally today, License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
Let's go with License to Spill.
We go to the city of Beloit, Wisconsin, where they're investigating a possible environmental impact after a semi-truck overturned and spilled its cargo. Now, according to the fire department there, the semi, it tipped on its side at the intersection of 4th Street and Portland Avenue around 8:45 a.m. Now, officials did not give a reason why, but they said the incident was under investigation by the police department. Now, authorities said the cargo can present environmental hazards and secondary risks to human health. About 20% of the cargo made its way into the Rock River. The remainder was intercepted by the city of Beloit collection staff. Within 4 hours of the incident, the street and storm drains had been cleared, and the minor plume that had reached the river had been diluted or dispersed. Emergency management there, they're working with the city to monitor and document any environmental impacts on the Rock River from the crash. So the question is, what spilled into the river? Was it raw milk? Was it chicken parts? Was it diesel or was it manure? So raw milk, chicken parts, diesel, or manure. What flowed into the Rock River?
What do you think, Miles?
Well, I know for a fact, bless you, Ted, that chicken manure and parts pollute all the rivers in eastern Maryland. So I'm going to go chicken parts just based on that.
Ted, what you think, man?
You seen the price of diesel?
Mm.
I don't think it's from that spill.
Sold up for over $7 a gallon in the Marysville, Arlington area.
God wild.
Man, that's a tough one. I'm going to go raw milk.
Raw milk.
Yeah, it just seems crazy.
Yeah, raw? That's what you're going with, Ted?
Going with raw milk, dude.
Raw milk. I'll take diesel.
Diesel. Not? All right. What spilled all over the road and was an environmental hazard? Was it raw milk, chicken parts, diesel, or manure? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Men's Room. Category is a license to spill on Profile This. We go to Wisconsin, where a truck spilled its contents on the side of the road. Problem was it was an environmental hazard.
Yes.
So they're worried about cleaning it up and everything else. They did get the mess eventually cleaned up. Question is, what spilled? Raw milk, chicken parts, diesel, or manure?
And Devin, that is the very question that we posed to you. Let us start with... Well, Devin, we're going to start with you. You went diesel.
Hey, Devin, before we let you go, you come to the party on Saturday at Black Raven?
I'm going to try. I'm going to have my daughter, but it sounds like I can bring her in there, right?
Yeah, you can. Yeah. She gets in for free.
I'll bring her down there.
All right, cool, man.
I'll meet you guys anyway, so yeah, I'll see you there.
It'll be the cheapest date you can have with your kid, because they actually get in for free. Let's see. Miles Montgomery, you went with chicken parts. Not chicken parts.
Not chicken parts.
Ted, you went with raw milk. And you are correct, sir.
Raw milk.
Raw milk.
How does raw milk make a plume?
Plume. When it got into the river, there's a liquid plume inside of the river.
Liquid. All right.
Or you expect like an explosion of...
I thought maybe it was like some gas from the milk, but still seems stupid, so I took it.
Yeah. I mean, that's usually the way to go.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Pop quiz.
All right.
Do you guys remember what we did for Sit and Spin on yesterday's episode of The Men's Room?
10 songs about the
moon. Yeah.
Damn it.
What?
Apparently, I don't remember.
Do you remember what we did last week on Sit and Spin?
What did you think we did yesterday for Sit and Spin?
I thought we were talking about rich musicians.
No, man, that was two weeks ago.
No, that was your guess was as good as mine on Monday. Oh,
yeah. All right, but we did it.
Yeah, it did happen.
Yeah, this happened 2 days
ago. Damn it. I've been sitting there, I was all fired up all day. Got a good way to lead into this one. Turns out I didn't. All right. So we had, Jesus Christ. So we had that list. This goes right with the podcast. We got a new episode out. It's terrible.
Oh, Jesus.
It sucked. Yeah.
What happened?
Why did you say it's so bad?
We had some stupid conversation before the podcast, and then just, I don't know, there was a tension on the Zoom. It just didn't go well.
Okay.
I said multiple times. I was like, help me out, fellas. I'm dying here.
That's a sales pitch. New one out.
Check it out.
I almost didn't put it out. We did, but I'm just saying.
I think you gave the best sales pitch, because now I'm thinking like, ooh, that's what I want to hear. Like when the host is like, dude.
This sucks.
This was garbage. Because they can't be, they're only going to be disappointed if it's good.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So now my lead into this absolutely sucked. So this list is celebrity billionaires. But I was going to say.
Oh, we talked about that Monday during your guess is good time. Yeah,
exactly. Jay-Z was number one.
All right. Yes. So Jay-Z is on the list, right? Jay-Z, Taylor Swift, they're on the list.
Selena Gomez.
All right, but she's not one of the top 22 celebrity billionaires, because this is sports,
okay, this is everybody.
TVs, movies,
okay. all
that stuff.
Ooh, okay, hang on. So this sport.
But just because we already did the music, Rihanna, Beyonce, Dr. Dre, Taylor Swift, Jay-Z are out.
Okay, so this is just anyone kind of in the entertainment world.
Correct.
Sports,
you could do
TV, movies,
sports.
I'll say Jerry Seinfeld.
Excellent call. Jerry Seinfeld is 17th on the list. He's worth 1.1.
Damn.
Okay.
Damn.
I think here. And you're saying athletes as well.
Correct. There might be one that's in the news a lot. Should have been in the news this week, but
Michael Jordan.
He's
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods makes the list.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan's got to be in there then.
Michael Jordan is the highest athlete on here. He is number 3 on this list.
Does he still get a cut from Air Jordans?
Jordan brand. Oh, yeah.
All right, then he's set, right?
That's correct. Right. So that's the thing. Also, shout out to Jordan. His NASCAR teams dominate.
Mm-hmm. Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah's in the top 10?
Yep, gotta be.
Okay. No Zuckerbergs or any of those guys?
No.
Okay.
No Zuckerbergs.
Are any of these people deceased?
No.
Okay,
but I would give you a hint. If you're like, don't think of just actors.
You think of directors like James Cameron,
Steven Spielberg.
Spielberg is number one. He's worth $7 billion.
Jesus, man,
good for him.
George Lucas is right behind him at $5 billion. Now, who's a director of? Mike and I will go back and forth with this sport. I'll call it sports entertainment.
McMahon.
Yeah. I like the way they say it here. Vincent McMahon.
Oh, Vincent. I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, his wife is in charge of education here.
Yeah. Doing a hell of a job. What is Vincent worth?
Vincent is worth $3.6 billion.
Have you seen a picture of him lately?
No.
Oh, with evil mustache? Awful.
He looks like an evil villain from a comic book.
Yes, he does.
He doesn't even look real.
No.
He looks like somebody drew him. In like a mad comic book.
I feel like he should be in the next Mario movie.
Yes.
He's just the bad guy, right?
Right. Did somebody say James Cameron?
Yes.
Yeah, James Cameron's on there. And then you got to think kind of like fancier sports too. Roger Federer makes the list.
Oh, well, yeah. Yep.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
God damn. What is he making his money? I mean, I know he gets his residuals and all that, but there's a lot of actors that have.
I think he's got a lot of lines of stuff. He might have gyms. He might have products.
I'm with Mike. It's got to be something in the fitness world.
I'm sure.
Because there's, he's
try my donuts.
Yeah. Right, he's got some classic lines and classic films, but
they're not making
that much in residuals.
No. Nobody makes that much in residuals unless you own the property, like Seinfeld or something.
Oh, Larry David. Then
Larry David's not on the list.
Somebody here says 50 Cent.
50 not on the list. Hmm. He would have been on our musicians list too. I think it helps if you have franchises. So you have Tyler Perry's on the list.
Which is amazing. I mean, all of his movies are stupid, but he makes a certain amount of money every time he puts them out. But
they're just money machines.
It's like the Fast and Furious franchise. They're like, well, they only make like $80 million. And they're like, yeah, but we know we're going to make $80 million. So we spend $40 million to make the movie. We're going to make $40 million.
How about Messi?
Fast and Furious 2, Fast and Furious 2, I would say, the thing I think we kind of forget is that they had made so many that people were kind of getting sick of them. And then they brought him back. And I only seen the first one.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was putting The Rock in there or whatever they reintroduced. All of a sudden, it was like people were like, no, I want to go see a Fast and Furious.
But the other thing, too, is, you know, the people that grew up with it probably got sick of it. But people like my son, it didn't matter that it's 6 or 7. He sees the commercial. He's like, that speaks to me. There's violence and car chases.
All right, Miles, who were you going to guess?
Messi.
Lionel Messi, not on the list.
Broke ass.
What do we have left? We have athletes, directors, actors. What do we got?
So you got another basketball player.
LeBron.
LeBron.
LeBron James.
Yeah.
LeBron, obviously, I want to say he's made more money playing basketball than any other basketball player.
Easily.
Also, to his credit, I mean, he's, what, 40 now.
So how long has he been playing?
Since he's 18.
18? Yeah, 18. God. I don't know how old he was when he came out of high school. And then, obviously, he has shoes. He has a bunch of other ventures as well.
Some good guesses from YouTube. They have Kevin Hart and Dwayne Johnson.
The Rock's got his hand in a lot of things.
Yep, not on this list. These are all billionaires. So, again, stick with the franchises. Think of a franchise, a TV franchise, TV segment. We all have watched it at some point in our life. They have different versions of it. Some of the versions have like 14 or 15 seasons, and they're not even the original.
NCIS?
Law and Order creator, Law Dick Order. Wolf.
Oh, Dick that Wolf. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my nickname.
Miles loves Dick Wolf.
Dick Wolf.
Magic Johnson's on the list, but he opens like Starbucks, movie theaters. He's into a lot of stuff. I mean, he's a part owner of the damn Dodgers.
Oh, I know. Oh.
Kim Kardashian makes the list.
Of course.
Of course.
And no one can identify exactly what she does.
She showed her ass.
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
I mean, I'm not minimizing. I'm just like anyone else. You go, oh, they. No matter what else they do, they started with blank, right? So you can say Jordan, well, he started with basketball. Go to Kim Kardashian. I'm like, well, your mom signed off on an underage sex tape. And then since then, you've made a lot of money.
Correct. And she has, what, Skims? She has like women's all wear kinds of and products. Stuff. I mean, and again,
the TV shows.
Right. The TV shows, right? Like that was kind of groundbreaking when they had Keeping Up the Kardashians.
But more than that, it's just the advertisers they get because she, you know, the time that she first broke big, it's all about beauty, right? She was hot, had a great ass. So, like, all the skincare and beauty products absolutely dump money into her.
I mean, I would think a lot of plastic surgeons owe her a thank you.
Probably.
I mean, basically, until Kim Kardashian came along, you basically had kind of the standard, almost Playboy model of blonde hair, skinny chick, with giant fake boobs. And then Kim Kardashian came along, and people were like, wait a minute, we like butts, too. You know?
Where's the booty?
Hey, wait! I forgot I like butt.
I mean, it's the truth. I mean, I feel like I see more about women getting butt implants or working on butts than you do anymore.
They're trying to keep up with the Kardashians.
Yeah, there you go, Mike. Boom. Kind of walks you right into that one. Short people. Big, hairy feet.
Peter Jackson.
Peter Jackson! Yeah, it's a Hobbit joke.
Short people, big hairy feet.
They I mean, do, look, man. Hobbits got big feet.
It's either the Hobbits or you're really insulting someone.
Yeah.
Paul Giamatti.
Oh, no. yeah, we already said Tiger Woods. Yeah, so they're all on the list. It's kind of interesting, too. Spielberg and Luke. I mean, Lucas has Lucas Films.
Either, but it's all Star Wars. I mean, I know he's done a few other things, but let's be realistic. It's all about the Star Wars franchise.
And the thing is that they made movies that are timeless. They made movies that kids are still enjoying.
E.T., Jurassic Park.
You know, we talk about it all
we
the time.
We sat down with Schindler's List the other day.
Yes, we did. We talk about the movies all the time that I got. You know, I still haven't watched Caddyshack. Greatest comedy of all time. I still haven't seen it. Okay, yeah. I've seen Star Wars.
You got to see Airplane.
Yeah, I got to see Airplane. Haven't seen it. I've seen Star Wars. I've seen Indiana Jones.
Have you
Jones.
Seen The Jerk
seen
with
Jaws.
Steve Martin?
No, I'm not.
That's another good classic.
Yeah, I know.
But you know that it'll wait for it.
Yeah.
You know, some movies, like, you kind of need to see it now before it loses its spark, so to speak. But sure. Yeah, those movies, like, you can wait 30 years. They'll be waiting for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Caddyshack, I think you have other movies on that list I might watch first. Like, I love Caddyshack, but, like, I really like Roger Dangerfield. It's like Caddyshack and Back to School. Like, me and my brother used to just watch them all the time. But I'd have to go back and watch that one. Like I was saying, I watched Old School. That still stood up.
Right.
I was like, damn, this is funny. But, like, Rodney Dangerfield, you got to really like Rodney. And he's been gone for so long, kind of out of the mainstream. You know what I mean? Like, when I was a kid, he was still on.
He was everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
He was still doing talk shows and stuff.
I'm getting respect.
I still love his name. My wife loves talking during sex. She called me the other night. Keanu Reeves, we kind of all know him for being very, you know, pretty zen.
Yeah, just being Keanu Reeves.
Zen. Even though he plays one of the most badass action stars of all time.
But he's sometimes still zen. John Wick, like, the guy will kill everyone. He will be in fights, and somehow the way he delivers his lines, like, it's all good, man.
I will say, John Wick, man, it took me years. You and Mike were always talking about it. Have you seen it, Miles?
No.
It is very good.
It is.
Right?
And look, it's simple, man. John Wick, he's going to fight bad guys. You're rooting for John Wick. He's going to win. He goes through, but good God.
I mean, yeah.
And there's not a lot of dialogue. In fact, the most recent one they made with him, you know, he'd agreed to do the movie. They said they sent him the script, and he said, we got to get rid of half the words because he doesn't talk that much. And they're like, he's right.
Well, I like this. Keanu Reeves has some simple, as they say, blunt advice for aspiring actors. Says, quote, try not to be an effing a-hole. Go to work, respect the work you're doing until they prove they don't get your respect. It might not work out, but try.
That's just sound advice.
Yeah, generally speaking.
Sorry, yeah. That's just sound advice. Just don't be an a-hole. Go to work, work hard, show up on time, do your job.
Mm.
Yeah, and respect oftentimes is given, right? Like, I don't know. Like, to me, if you show somebody walking around screaming about respect all the time, it's like, well, people don't. Probably there's a reason.
Because you're an a-hole.
Because right. You haven't earned it.
Right. So it's like, for him, it's like he's the truth. But, you know, it's also tough. You know, you got actors in the early 20s, they get a amount of success.
Sure.
It's hard to tell them to calm down. All right.
Trailer booth.
Fifth season premiere of The Boys tonight on
yes.
MSI.
Yes.
There you go.
That's
everybody's
all you
watching
need.
That one.
Thank you, Ted. Appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A flight returns to Nantucket after a cabin door opens mid-flight. Meanwhile, an ostrich running 10 miles on a busy highway, that was quite the sight. To let know what could possibly go wrong with a baptism in a kiddie pool, a Florida woman threatens to kill cops and kicks one, which is not cool. And a man crashes a car into a house, blames it on his imaginary friend. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story, we go to the UK, where on-the-job accidents happen. A British pastor is facing manslaughter charges after she was found responsible for the death of a 61-year-old man. This story is not funny. The story is not funny. The pastor is with Life Changing Ministries Church and was conducting a routine baptism in the back garden of a local home using a kiddie pool. Something went wrong during the ceremony and the man ended up drowning as a result of the baptism.
How in the hell do you not pick him up out of there if he fell face first?
I don't believe he fell face first.
So, okay, well,
he says one of those baptized, where you dunk him backwards.
Yeah, you dunk him backwards. It's a young lady, it's a 61-year-old man. I don't believe that he was the smallest of people. But at the same time, I don't know how this happens.
You have to shorten your prayer? I mean, like, I don't understand what else it could
As
possibly
As I recall,
be.
It's not very long at all. It's a dip. It's a bloop, and up
right,
we go.
Right, because you're dunking someone in water.
And if there's somebody of a heavier carriage that's going in there, especially with a young lady in there that already has strength issues in that regard, there's somebody else there. I've seen a lot of them where there's two people, one on each arm.
But did this person not, you know, look, if someone's drowning and their goal is to not drown, typically there's a physical response.
Right. Right? Flip. You're in a
grabbing
kiddie pool.
Your arms. I mean, anything.
Right. For her part, the pastor has now been charged with gross negligence manslaughter.
I do not understand how that happened.
Drowning in a kiddie pool.
Damn.
During a baptism. Oh, he's with Christ now.
Yeah. It just seems crazy to me, too. Like, can't you just pour a little water over their head like you do a baby?
Right. I mean, when you think about it, the baptism is probably the best time to go. That's when you're cleanest.
That's true. It's fresh. You haven't even had a chance to sin again.
Right? I mean, you're fresh, unless she never got him back out.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand that one.
That's not okay. In other news, wild story out of Wales. CCTV footage was shared online and is going viral of a pretty nasty crash. The video shows a local city street in the early hours of the night when, out of nowhere, a black BMW comes screaming into the frame, loses control, and smashes into a nearby home before spinning out and coming to a smoky stop. The occupant exits the vehicle and starts to assess the damage. A woman comes out of the home and asks the man if he needs an ambulance, to which he replies, quote, my buddy, he's run off. When I find him, I'm going to smash his head in. He paces around as the townsfolk descend upon the scene and eventually leaves in another car that came by to pick him up. Upon reviewing the footage, they discovered that the buddy that the crash car that crashed the car completely fabricated, did not exist. There was no buddy. This guy just walked out and was like, "Yeah, my buddy crashed it." And then he got into a car and left. They're still looking for him. He got away.
Oh, yeah.
It worked. It worked.
You see the video, it kind of ricochets a little bit.
Yeah.
Before finally just slamming into the one house.
Yeah, he clearly tried to overcorrect that sent him slamming directly into the wall that then sent him spinning, came to a stop, and then he walked out of one of the doors and walked around a little bit and just huffing and puffing and cussing, and then he gets into another car and takes off.
He will not be back.
No, he will not. He will not. To Florida, where they don't go quietly. Authorities spotted a woman driving in excess of 80 miles an hour in a 35. And hit the lights to pull her over. She initially attempted to evade officers trying to pull her over, but eventually stopped and tried to hide near a vacation rental home, but was tracked down and apprehended by officers. But as she was being arrested, she allegedly made multiple threats to kill one of the arresting officers.
That always works. Always a good idea.
And kicked the detention deputy in the stomach while using racial slurs. Also very effective.
Wow.
She's now facing several felony charges. Again.
I bet she is.
Don't be an a-hole.
The Keanu Reeves teach you nothing, man.
That's right. Like, you're making it worse. Yeah, you can't get away here.
Just deal with it.
Just say that your buddy was driving.
Yeah, there you go. Your imaginary friend.
Scary story out of Massachusetts. A flight taking off out of Nantucket had to make an emergency landing following an issue shortly after takeoff. The plane was still in the middle of taking off and was in midair when suddenly part of the main cabin door opened, prompting the crew to turn back to the airport. The plane remained stable and continued operating normally. No injuries were reported, and everyone returned safely shortly following the incident. The aircraft was taken out of service for evaluation, and safety procedures are being reviewed.
I like how they say it operated normally. It's like, well, it wasn't because the door came open.
There once was a plane from Nantucket. His tail was so long.
You could.
There used to be a whole TV show about that.
What, air disasters?
No, Wings. The basis of that whole show is where they were flying over to Nantucket or whatever. It's an island, so it's a small little airport.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure that's what that whole show was about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Never knew that.
There you go. But just in case those stories have a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Thailand where the cafes can get a little wild, too. There's an animal cafe in the area that houses several creatures for patrons to interact with as they enjoy a nice cup of coffee, such as cats and other cuddly animals, including ostriches. That's where we get this story. One of the two ostriches housed at that cafe made a break for it through an open gate and followed a cement truck onto a nearby highway. Side note, ostriches chase trucks just like dogs do. The five-month-old bird ran for nearly 10 miles down the busy road until it was eventually tracked down by authorities and brought back home.
I think this guy's looking in the rearview mirror like, that weird son of a bitch is still back there.
It would freak me out, dude. It's a friggin' ostrich just running after my ass.
This was in Australia?
No, Thailand.
Thailand.
All right.
Yeah. Bedroom sports, you got basketball on ESPN, baseball on FS1, hockey on TNT and True TV. The Torrent are underway in Ottawa over on Fox 13+, and the Sounders are about to kick off in Champions Cup soccer over on FS2. Don't bother with the Mariners because they didn't show up this series at all. In fact, the game today ended the same way as the series did. 3-0 Texas.
Damn.
As far as your weather, we got one more to take there, boys. Should be clear skies and a low of 40 tonight. Tomorrow we're looking at sunny and 65 all for right. a Friday all evening. Right. That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. We'll see you next time for Big Dummy. The head chef's back with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Lovely Jolene is coming up in just seconds.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, hell, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.